Chapter 3, Hacking Your Habits. It's been estimated that about 95% of our actions are not done by conscious choice, but rather stem from pre-programmed habits. While this might not come as a surprise, what's important to understand is that changing long-standing habits, like eating a particular way through sheer willpower alone, is virtually impossible. The problem with willpower is that there is only a limited amount of it. That means when a person is constantly trying to force themselves to do things that don't come naturally to them, eventually they'll exhaust themselves and give up. Of course, willpower does have its place. We need it to change our behaviors, but we shouldn't rely on it to sustain a new behavior. We've all gone through the experience of learning a new skill where something required a lot of effort at first, and then it eventually became effortless. Let's use driving as an example. At first, it requires incredible conscious focus and attention, using willpower, on how much to turn the wheel, to press on the gas, and to pay attention to where we're going. However, it eventually becomes so second nature that one can drive while eating, flipping through the radio, or talking to a friend. Willpower is also like the rockets that get a space shuttle into outer space. While it requires a tremendous amount of force to overcome gravity, once the shuttle reaches outer space, it continues to move effortlessly due to the momentum that was created and lack of atmospheric resistance. I know it can be hard for some people to believe, but as a former junk food addict, I can attest to the fact that it is possible to become so ingrained with good habits that it takes extreme effort for me to not exercise or eat healthy foods. This means that your job is not having to constantly motivate yourself to go to the gym day in and day out, year after year. Rather, you simply program those things as habits until they become almost effortless. Here's a simple method to change your habits. Pick only one or two things a month that you want to change and call it a 30-day challenge. You'll want to pick something that stretches your comfort zone, but that you absolutely know you can do. In other words, give yourself a low barrier of entry that ensures daily success. Examples include walking at least 5 minutes a day, 4 times a week, carrying a container of water with you at all times and drinking it throughout the day, replacing at least one sugary drink with green tea each day.